to continue healing your energy around money, you want to clear your stories about money. And we did that in the beginning. And let's do a few more tapping rounds on stories or emotions that you learned about money. Now, I had a client who said he was afraid to lose the money once he got it because that's what happened with his father. So he was convinced that he couldn't be successful because if he got there, the danger is he would lose it. And he said, I know it sounds backwards, but if I never have it, I don't risk losing it. So if that rings true for you at all, say out loud, I'm afraid I might lose it once I have it. 0 to 10, how high is that fear? It definitely comes into our business life and our financial life and how we operate at work. If we're afraid to lose it, we'll keep a lid on our success. 0 to 10, how high is the fear? I'm afraid I'll lose it. And tap along with me, karate chop point. Even though I'm afraid to lose the money once I get it, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. And remember, this is very different than the energy flow where money needs to come in and go out, come in and go out. This is a fear that people have of losing all of it. Maybe in the market, maybe from someone embezzling funds, maybe from someone stealing it from them, maybe from a bad business decision. It's very different. We want the flow in and out, but in this case, it's different. Karate chop. Even though I have this fear that I'll lose it once I get it, I deeply and profoundly accept myself anyway. Even though I have this fear that I might lose it once I get it, no wonder I'm blocking the money from coming in. I deeply and profoundly accept who I am. Go to the eyebrow point. I'm afraid I'll lose it. Side of the eye. No wonder I block abundance. Under the eye. I'm afraid I'll lose it. Under the nose. No wonder I block financial abundance. Chin. I'm so afraid I could lose it once I get it. Collarbone. I know people that have done that. Under the arm, I remember those stories. Top of the head, what if I lose it when I get it? Eyebrow, I remember hearing those stories. Side of the eye, and I don't want to be like those people. Under the eye, it feels safer not to have it to begin with. Under the nose, I don't want to lose it. Chin, I feel that risk. Collarbone, I don't want to lose it. Under the arm, no wonder I sabotage my financial abundance. Top of the head, I'm so afraid I'll lose it. Good, take a deep breath. So we're just telling the truth. We're saying, here's the truth. I have a fear that I'll lose it once I get it, so therefore it feels safer to sabotage getting financial abundance to begin with. Measure that statement again. I'm afraid I'll lose it once I get it. See what that feels like to you. See if the fear has gone down at all, or if new statements have come in. Maybe new stories have come in. Go back to the eyebrow. I'm not like those people. Side of the eye. I know it can happen. Under the eye. But it doesn't mean it's going to happen to me. Under the nose. What if I don't lose it? Chin. What if I use it wisely? Collarbone. I want to keep that in and out balance moving smoothly. Under the arm. I love earning wonderful amounts of money. Under the arm, I love paying for what I want to pay for. top of the head. I love the ebb and flow of money. Eyebrow, I love that ebb and flow of money. Side of the eye, I choose to feel a balanced feeling around money. Under the eye, I choose to feel confident around the topic of money. Under the nose, I choose to feel calm and peaceful about money. Chin, there is enough. Collarbone, there is plenty to go around. Under the arm, there's plenty of money for all of us. Top of the head, I don't need to fear that I'm going to lose it. That's an old pattern, and I choose to release that belief right now. Good. Take a deep breath. Good. Measure the fear again. I'm afraid I might lose it once I get it. 0 to 10. Hopefully that fear has gone down quite a bit. And as I said, we're not suggesting that that doesn't happen to some people, but it doesn't have to be your story.